All right, good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Show. This is Allie Faith from 103.7 KISS FM. I'm on every weekday morning with Riggs. You might be listening on KISS FM right now, or you might be listening on any of our stations here at Odyssey Milwaukee. You might be tuning in on our sister station, 99.1 The Mix. Maybe you're listening on Hot 105.7, our hip-hop station, or we also have our sports station, 1250 AM The Fan. But today on the show, I have two new guests who I have never had the chance to talk to before. So I'm excited to talk to both of you ladies today. From the Salvation Army, she is the Assistant Divisional Director of Development. Did I say that right, Cherie? Did I get that right?
You did. It's a mouthful, I know. Yes.
I have Cherie Dallas Branch. Welcome to the show, Cherie. How are you today?
Thank you, Allie. I'm doing well. The sun is shining and it's a beautiful day in Wisconsin.
It sure is. And I'm excited because our other guest, a lot of people know her and her husband, I'm sure, very well. Welcome to the show. She's not only a Salvation Army supporter, she's a community volunteer, the wife of Mason Crosby as well. Welcome to the show, Molly Crosby.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for both being here today. I'm excited to talk to you both about the upcoming events. We're going to talk about why Molly's on the phone with us as well, because she is getting involved in something really cool that even I want to learn a little bit about, which is the Salvation Army Civic Luncheon, which is coming up on July 29th at American Family Field. So I'm going to start with you, Cherie, since you are coming to us straight from the Salvation Army. I want to know, what is the Civic Luncheon that is happening on July 29th? Tell us about that.
So the Civic Luncheon for the Salvation Army is just a way of bringing supporters and friends and those that are curious about our organization together so we can talk about all of the good work that we've done in the previous year and the work that we would like to continue to do. So it really is just kind of a culmination of all of our efforts and making it known to the community that supports us 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm. And Molly Crosby, I see that you are going to be one of the speakers this year at the Salvation Army Civic Luncheon on July 29th. Obviously, you're involved a lot in the community. I know you're in Green Bay at the moment, but how important is it for you to give back, Molly?
Well, It's everything, and it has a lot to do with the privilege of being involved with the Packers, and that's part of why I'm so excited to be there with Bettina Driver. When I got here, gosh, I was a senior in college. It was Mason's rookie year, and I was just finishing up, and the other wives and significant others who were here, they just left little room to the imagination of what you're supposed to do. Uh-huh. When you have, like I said, the privilege of being affiliated or part of what the Packers are trying to accomplish, mm-hmm. being a championship-winning football team. Mm-hmm. And it's just what you do with what we've been given. And we have gotten more and more involved in the Milwaukee area over the years because of working with the late Bart Starr and of course, his wife, Cherie. And that's just the legacy that the Packers have. Mm-hmm. Is this, from the top down, it's just as important, if not more important, what you do off the field. Mm-hmm. And so this to me is just kind of getting to be part of the legacy, and it's really just what's expected. It's not if you help out in the community, it's how are you going to do it, because look at what's come before you. Mm-hmm. This is what you do when you're a Packer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And as I'm looking at the lineup here for the Civic Luncheon, I see that it's all women. And I love to see that. I just want to throw that out there. I see Bettina Driver. We've got you, Molly. Mm-hmm. Molly Crosby. Cecilia Gore, hosted by Jen Lotta from ESPN. So I get it. I love that it's all women. Is that a normal thing for this event, Cherie? Or is this just this year it happens to be like that?
You know, coming out of COVID, you know, people were starting to gather again. Mm-hmm. And we knew we had the Civic Luncheon virtually for the past 2 years. So this is kind of our relaunch of an in-person event. And I was just determined to do something different, which is the main reason we decided to have it at AmFam Field. The Brewers are a great partner with us, as is the NFL. And I said, you know, we've got some great women who are behind the scenes. And, of course, we've done things with various players and athletes. Mm-hmm. But we all know that behind many of those great athletes are the women or partners in their lives. And so I just got to thinking, you know, women in philanthropy, they're very powerful. These women keep things going and are great contributors. So I just, you know, thought the theme, and then the theme this year is Love Beyond the Bases.
Uh-huh.
How will you step up to the plate?
Yes.
So kind of honoring, you know, what we're doing in the sports arena, but also our national theme for the year for Salvation Army is Love Beyond. And so that could be love beyond poverty, love beyond homelessness, love beyond hunger. You could fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
And so really just having the women who could also help tell the story and talk about their charity work, but also how they give back in meaningful ways was very important to us.
Absolutely. If you're just tuning in, you were just listening to Cherie Dallas Branch. She is the Assistant Divisional Director of Development for the Salvation Army. And we're talking about the Salvation Army Civic Luncheon, which is coming up July 29th at American Family Field. Also on the phone, a lot of people I'm sure are very excited about this, is Molly Crosby, who's not only a community volunteer and a longtime Salvation Army supporter, but you're the wife of Mason Crosby. It is Wisconsin. We have to throw it out there. I'm sure people are screaming go Pat go in their cars right now. But Molly, I want to know, you and your husband Mason are both very engaged in the Green Bay community. So what other ways though have you been involved with the Salvation Army?
That's a great question, and it's also another kind of Packer legacy. There's a program up here in Green Bay called Give a Kid a Book, and it is run by the Friends of the Brown County Library. But all of the books gathered are distributed through a Salvation Army event. And I've been a part of that for a number of years now, and many Packer wives prior to me have been the one to, kind of lend their platform. So it's over 30 years now of this campaign, and the Salvation Army has been right there. And it's really incredible. What they've found is kids who have books have higher literacy rates, and kids with higher literacy rates do better at school and tend to stay out of trouble. And it's just as simple as getting the books in the hands of these kids. Mm-hmm. And the Salvation Army is the main vehicle. What the librarians and the Friends of the Library do is tremendous. They collect an incredible amount of books, but all of that would be for naught if it wasn't for the Salvation Army's distribution of it. And what makes how they do it so unique is the dignity that's afforded those who are getting the books. They are not given the books. They get to choose them for their children.
Aww.
And it's a good first step to get them the books. It's a necessary second step to partner with the parents. You know, it kind of changes the conversation because it's less than of like, well, here's how we're going to help you and bring you to, you know, the level we think you should be at. And the conversation then becomes, we see you as a parent. We know you're working hard and doing the best you can. How can we partner with you to enable you to provide what your child needs rather than assuming, you know, that we know what's best at every turn? And that's what I see the Salvation Army doing, you know, in a myriad of ways in all the spheres that they touch when they lend assistance. It's with dignity. It's with the understanding that everybody has needs, not just those who have the more obvious ones. How do we work together, you know, to provide services, things needed, but make sure that, you know, we're not coming in and speaking down to people, or it's very affirming. I'm always so impressed when I see the different thought they've given into it, and I've learned a lot from being able to be a part of what, whatever it is they're trying to do. I'm excited to observe this next opportunity because I'm sure I'll learn a whole lot.
That's fantastic. If you're just tuning in, you were just listening to Molly Crosby, yes, the wife of Mason Crosby, go Packers, who will be one of the featured speakers at the Salvation Army Civic Luncheon on July 29th at American Family Field. Now, Cherie, I wanted to talk to you. Cherie Dallas Branch as well is on the phone with me from the Salvation Army. Who can get involved with the Civic Luncheon? Can anybody buy tickets? Can someone sponsor it? How does one get involved with this event?
Oh, absolutely. We still have seats available. So people can reach out to us at samilwaukee.org. Mm-hmm. That is our website, and click on the link to the Civic Luncheon. It has all of the sponsorship opportunities as well as individual tickets. So we will be that site will be open up until the week of the event.
Fantastic. So you can just get your tickets right at samilwaukee.org. And then I also see that there are other ways if you just want to donate. Can we talk about those for a minute? Because you can donate online or you can text in a donation. Is that right?
Absolutely. So we have our text to give is text MKE to 24365. So that's 24365. Mm-hmm. So think of it as 24 hours a day, 365 days a year that the Salvation Army is on the front line, mm-hmm. or people can give right online. Mm-hmm. All the donations will go to operate our over 80 programs in Milwaukee County.
Fantastic. So to get tickets to that Salvation Army Civic Luncheon at American Family Field on July 29th, again, that's samilwaukee.org. Now, Cherie, I want to know how critical support is for the Salvation Army, and what are they supporting when someone decides to buy a ticket or sponsor a table for this event?
So, you know, even during the pandemic, we were an essential organization. So we never closed our doors. We had to modify some things, mm-hmm. but we never closed our doors. So our food pantries remained open. Our shelters remained open. Our meal programs remained running. So those are the kinds of programs that any funds will go to assist us. 87 cents of every dollar goes directly to programming. And so as we are known for our kettles at Christmas time, you know, we also, you know, we give out coats in the winter, certainly, you know, toys for the kids at Christmas, backpack and school supplies. We also have disaster services and emergency services. Mm. So when things happen, our canteen and our volunteers, chaplains, and those trained are on the scenes to provide not only aid, but spiritual support. Mm-hmm. So again, those need does not know a season. Mm-hmm. And so all funds raised really help us to continue that work every day throughout Milwaukee County.
Wow, that's fantastic. So we're talking about the Salvation Army. You were just listening to Cherie Dallas Branch. She's the Assistant Divisional Director of Development at the Salvation Army. And on the phone with us as well is Molly Crosby, the wife of Mason Crosby and a longtime Salvation Army supporter. She is going to be one of the speakers. And I see that it's a plethora of fantastic women. You have Bettina Driver. You've got you, Molly. Molly Crosby will be there. Cecilia Gore, Jen Latta, and all these powerful women helping to make a difference in the community, which is fantastic. So, Molly, do you know what you're going to talk about, or are you going to plan your speech later when you get to the big event, the luncheon?
Well, I do have a little bit of an idea of what I'm going to talk about, and although I am excited to study a little bit more of, you know, who's going to be speaking on what topic, mm-hmm. so that hopefully I'm not redundant, just because the main thing that I would like to share is that we all need to occupy the space that we're given. And that's, I think, really in line with what Cherie and everyone's trying to accomplish, is that don't be afraid to step up to the plate. You know, there's a role only you can play. And it might not look the same as everybody else. Maybe it's a different amount of money, or maybe it's a way you need to volunteer, or whatever it is. But I think sometimes in a, you know, social media heavy world, it's easy to feel like anything I can contribute, you know, isn't meaningful. You mm-hmm. look and see what other people are doing. You don't have to wonder. You know, it's broadcasted right there on your phone. But really, it's just let's put some blinders on and not be so concerned about what the person to your left or to your right is doing. Mm-hmm. But look at what you can do, because you are meaningful. I'm sometimes, as the spouse of a, you know, professional athlete, I can feel, you know, a little bit meaningless in the grand scheme of Mason's job or what he's doing on Sunday. You know, I'm not out there on the field helping him, and he's probably very happy about that. But that doesn't mean I don't have a meaningful contribution that I can make. It's just mm-hmm. not the same as his. You know, mine is at home with our five kids and, you know, keeping those things running. So just because I don't have a job that puts me front and center on a Sunday doesn't mean I don't have a meaningful contribution to getting him there. And I think the message is the same. Don't get deterred by what you think you can't do. You need to look around where you live, and the Salvation Army wants to help you. You know, and there's so many ways you can do that. You can give money. There's no two ways about it. They need money to operate. And how great is it that you can give and know that it's going to serve the community you live in? But we can also be pretty, you know, we can be pretty intentional about making sure we don't see the needs. If we don't want to, we don't ever have to see the needs of the people maybe just a street over from us. And so I guess I hope my role will be to encourage everybody to really just listen to the other speakers with an open mind of what is going to catch my ear, you know, what's going to tug on my heart of, yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing I can step into, or that's the program I want to help fund, or that's what I can do. Let's not get distracted by, you know, the superstars you might see on Twitter or something and think, well, I could never contribute like that. So what's the point? They don't need me. Everybody's needed. Everybody's needed. Everybody needs to step up to the plate. It's going to take each and every single one of us, you know, to address the needs of our community. And fortunately, we don't have to figure out the how. Salvation Army is there, and they have a proven track record, you know, of making meaningful impacts and changing the course of communities. And so now it's just a matter of where are you going to plug in?
I think it's great that you're doing that. You've been listening to Molly Crosby, who will be a featured speaker at the Salvation Army Civic Luncheon on July 29th at American Family Field. Yes, she is the wife of Mason Crosby, which is a little bit about what you were just talking about. But it's so true, Molly, what you said. People a lot of times have stopped caring about people around them or down the street. And so it's great that you are getting involved, and you will serve as an inspiration to some of these people to do better and to do better things in life. But I want to know, because I'm running out of time here, so we only have a little bit of time left. Cherie, we haven't even talked about the VIP breakfast yet, hosted by Bettina Driver. Can you tell me about that real quickly and how people can attend that event?
So they are, first of all, thank you to all of our panelists. A special thank you to both Molly and Bettina. They will be, that is, it'll be kind of an official meet and greet. It is our VIP breakfast. You do have to be a sponsor to be invited, because there's limited seats. So if people are interested in that opportunity, they can reach out to me here at Salvation Army. But they'll have breakfast, a very intimate breakfast, with about 30 folks the morning of the event. And it's just, you know, a way to meet them, to take some photos, but another way to engage and say thank you to our top sponsors and some of our supporters.
Fantastic. So once again, thank you both for being on the show today. You've been listening to Cherie Dallas Brandt. She is the Assistant Divisional Director of Development for the Salvation Army, as well as Molly Crosby, who will be one of the featured speakers at the Salvation Army Civic Luncheon at American Family Field on July 29th. And thank you both for being on the show. I do want to remind everyone they can still go buy tickets where they can see you speak, Molly, and other fantastic women, and they're going to give back to the community, which you can purchase those tickets at samilwaukee.org, or you can always donate just by the phone. If you want to text in a donation, text MKE to 24365, which you said it earlier, Cherie, 24365. That's a good way to remember that number. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So you can text MKE to that number. Is there anything else I've left out today that we need to add before I let you ladies go?
No, I just want to say thank you again to Molly for all of her great work and her efforts. I think she hit it right on the head that we all can do something. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to forget our volunteers. We could not do what we do without people giving not only of their treasure, but of their talents and their time. So for that, we are eternally grateful.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both again
and
for being...
Thea.
Oh, yes. Yes, go ahead, Molly. Yes.
The only thing I would add is... I have some funny stories over the years from sitting on the sidelines or, you know, being locker room adjacent and really want to do my part to make this a fun event. So if you are able to come and join for the breakfast or whatever, I'm an open book. You go ahead and ask. And I know Bettina, I can't wait to see her and hang out with her again. The last time I saw her was around the Super Bowl. And, We're there to make it fun for you, too. So if mm-hmm. you're on the fence, come on. We'll have a really good time.
You heard it right there from Molly Crosby herself. Yes, the wife of Mason Crosby, which you are your own person. But, you know, in this state, Molly, I have to bring up Mason Crosby because of the Packers. Go, Pat, go.
Oh, I'm grateful for it. You're not going to find a much bigger Packer fan than me and the, aww. You know, our five kids. They're pretty hilarious, but I'll have... You know, I'll have pictures on hand and plenty of embarrassing stories about Mason and you know, anything else I can come up with. So that's the role I'm going to be playing that morning, and should be a really good time.
Fantastic. Well, thank you again, Molly Crosby and Cherie Dallas Branch. Again, the Salvation Army Civic Luncheon is on July 29th at American Family Field. Go get your tickets right now at samilwaukee.org. All right. Have a great day, ladies, and thank you again.
Thank you, Allie.